This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more cats, more fears. Your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your
skills. Everybody knows you get tomorrow's news today here. And by the way, it's not that hard to get tomorrow's news today if you actually research. So I'm not saying we're even that special. They're just a bunch of cowards out there, people that parrot stuff and follow whatever mainstream says. And they've kept everybody in this artificial echo chamber so long. But now that people understand kind of like THX-1138, they're down a subterranean area. As soon as they figure out there's a surface, there's nothing you can do. The genie's out of the bottle. The horse has already got out of the barn. They're not coming back. So what does globalism do now? Alex Newman, final segment with you. We're going to come back with Dr. Corsi for at least 30 more minutes. As an expert on globalism, as a journalist, as a New American magazine writer on this excellent special issue on deep state, now that deep state's out in the open and suffering such huge losses globally, all these shadow corporate groups, all these monopolists, what are they going to do next?
You know, I think they're out of weapons in their arsenal, Alex. They've used everything they had. They blew all their firepower trying to stop Trump and trying to derail you and the John Birch Society, all the patriots, and they have nothing left now. So I suspect they'll keep doing what they've been doing. They'll keep trying to demonize people. They'll say that anyone who talks about the deep state is kooky or racist or anti-Semitic, even though more than half of Americans now recognize it exists. They may come out with extreme ideas like trying to crash the economy or injure the president or even kill the president, as Roger Stone explained it last month. So, you know, we are in a dangerous area. When you corner a dangerous animal, it becomes even more dangerous because it recognizes that it's either, you know, fight or die. So we are in a very, very dangerous situation. But I think we're also in an amazing situation in that millions of Americans have now woken up. There's no chance they're going to go back to sleep. And no matter what the deep state, no matter what the globalist establishment does at this point, they're out of options. So, you know, I think their best strategy would be to lay low and say, oh, you know, you guys are just imagining stuff. We never did anything wrong. Here's all the money, by the way. But, you know, I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll keep fighting until the end. And so we need to keep exposing them and keep fighting back.
Because globalists are obsessed with dominating the West. Dr. Corsi, how do you see this issue? Because I don't want to be overconfident. I know we're starting to win because humanity's awakening, but I just feel in my gut we've got to be really watchful right now. I can just feel the evil.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons I'm emphasizing and kind of trying to bring public the degree to which the military has been increasingly involved, not only in advising, but protecting President Trump. People are going to realize with this executive order that Donald Trump signed on December 21st, we are in a state of emergency. It's been declared. Now, it has not been made a big deal of. It was buried inside the executive order. You had to read it where it came across and said, for these reasons, I hereby declare we are in a state of national emergency. That gives the president exceptional powers. It enables the president to begin activating the military, to begin taking exceptional powers, even convening military tribunals, having martial law declared if necessary.
And let's come back from breaking it into this. This is such a big topic, and it ties into COG and the plan is to assassinate the president and all of it. Well, this is not, people go, Alex, this is what you warned of. No, if the globalists might use this against us, we're now in a fight for the very country. We are in an emergency. This is what the president should be doing. We are in an emergency with these foreign globalists running rampant, engaged in crimes at every level. We have them. We are in an emergency. This is exactly what the president should be doing. Correct, Doctor?
Absolutely, 100%. And ultimately, Donald Trump knows that the end game here is that the charges that are going to be brought ultimately against Hillary and Barack Obama involve sedition and treason. And these are Donald Trump has no intent of letting go of this until those two are brought to justice.
And he's confident and competent because everything his dad taught him, everything he learned has now been echoed by the patriots and the government and the people, and he knows he's with us, lined up. As long as we stick with Trump, we're going over the top. We're going to crush the enemy. We'll be right back. Thank you, Alex Newman. More with Dr. Corsi straight ahead. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and TheNewAmerica.com. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
According to Death Battle, the globalists want to dominate the United States. They want to use it as an engine of world evil. But it is now slipping away from them back into the hands of the people. Does that mean we're perfect? Is there some utopia? No, but we want our nation. We want free market. We believe in the very progressive, in a good sense, ideals of America, not the cancerous progression of globalism, collectivism, communism, Sorosism, and other sundry diseases. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. He talks about the executive order that President Trump put into place a few months ago. We'll put on screen. It puts the country under a civil emergency. We'll put that document you were we had earlier back on screen, please. That's at whitehouse.gov, executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. And you can control F, and you can search emergency for anybody that wants to read it, and the country under U.S. code, under U.S. law, is put into an emergency. Now, the globalists have done this, let the Federal Reserve and the U.N. and things run things, since about the late 60s. And it was all done under universal disarmament. And it was all done by the academics. The presidents didn't even really understand it. They were told, sir, it's just a UN peace proclamation, no big deal. But under that framework, they started building the world government. Now Trump is using, we'll put that back on screen, please. I want to read that quote. Thank you. Now Trump is using the very systems they put in place of executive edict to blow up TPP, to renegotiate NAFTA, you name it. So there it is. I therefore determined that serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world constitute an unusual, extraordinary threat to the national security. That's the foreign globalists that are attacking us. And foreign policy and communist United States. So he's saying these global organized crime groups, the child trafficking, New World Order globalists, are doing this. And so I am saying it's a crisis. It is for the United States. And we are doing everything we can now to change that and to bring the republic back into the control of the American people, as he promised to do in the inauguration. Going back to the executive order, please. And it says, I therefore determine that serious human rights abuses and corruption around the world constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and communist United States. And I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. Now, let's stop right there. They have been really getting scared since this happened. They claim they rolled over to him at Davos, said he's the most wonderful guy ever. They love him. Yeah, prosperity's great. They're going to get behind America. But that's rhetoric. In actions, they got even crazier. trying to shut us down, taking control of the Republic. And, yes, that means all the globalist tentacles. Yes, it means the U.S. just took control of the planet. They were setting it up to take us down. You could say it was a setup from the beginning. I'm not sure if that's the case, but I can see the architecture of it. But Trump's actually not even using that power now. He's actually dynamiting it and making deals with people like you do in a two-way street, being pragmatic and moral and just and decent. Doesn't mean he's a shrinking violent. Doesn't mean he's a wimp. It just means he understands the real mojo of actually straight shooting. Now, the Clintons and their trafficking, all of it is being devastated by this. The Saudi Arabians have been cut off, everything. I was told very early on by our sources that before he was the nominee, he had Eric Prince and those groups watching and running their own counterintelligence operations. I was told that, never announced it on air. I mean, I made mentions that, you know, he had some former military people protecting him. Then it came out in the news, so I was ready to talk about it. But it's not just Eric Prince and all that. If you get all the details, top generals basically told Flynn, if you'll take the assignment, the other ones wouldn't do it. They said, who will draw the short straw and go in here to do this? The globalists are allied with the Islamists. They're allied with Saudi Arabia. We're being totally overrun. We're being set up to be collapsed. Hillary's going to shut down the free press. They mean to target the veterans. They mean to bankrupt everything. This is horrible for business. This is not done as some goody-two-shoes thing. Like this is a horrible thing. Globalism's even worse than we thought. We've got to take control of the country. The people are ready. The numbers show it. They had all the real algorithms from Google, Facebook, everywhere showing, you know, Trump was going to be super popular if he ran. Trump got drafted. He talked about this already by people that said they were going to back him, patriots in the government. So I'm giving you some background here. Trump then runs. He's a stalwart. He stands up. In the face of it all, he wins. Even though Hillary did steal 5 to 6 states, Trump won by a landslide. He still got it over the top, squeaked by. And now they're in total panic mode because of all the crimes they've committed. Because the point of putting Trump in was to shut all that down and to not bring in lobbyists and to actually restore the Republic and have open bidding processes and do what made the country great. That's why they're crapping their britches, because all their corruption is getting cut off. Their money's getting cut off. Okay? And so we've now entered this area, and you've got reportedly a lot of attempts on the president, very serious ones. They've got people wound up inside. They've got all sorts of things going on to try to kill the president. They're attacking his family viciously. They're going after all his renters, all his owners, all the people that own condos in his buildings, all of his golf course memberships. I mean, the harassment I have enjoyed has been spectacular. But reportedly, it is done ultra massively, just to average people that are anywhere connected to Trump, to create a huge feedback loop against him. Now, Dr. Corsi started getting into recent attempts, but I just want the globalists to know this. Before Trump was even elected, he knew and was advised this would happen. And there are plans already in place if he is decapitated. Trump sees himself very fatalistically as a sacrificial lamb, and it will be the detonator that within minutes of the president being killed, the switches are thrown and the entire globalist operation goes from trying to fix things peacefully and trying to bring the Republic back and trying to let you guys take your stolen money and just go for the better of everybody so there's not a big war. But if you do that, or you move against the people or anything else, the switches are already in place. And this isn't a bluff. Everybody knows I don't bluff. Everybody knows I don't just run my mouth. That is the plan right now. That everybody that's been wanting to get their bloody war and wanting to, you know, make their bones and everything. I get Phil Mudd never killed anybody who wants to make his bones. And I mean, I understand all that. Okay. The point is that's what this is all about. And these are globalists. These are American haters. They want to make their bones on the American people. They want, existentially, they've been robbing us, ripping us off, screwing us over. Weak-minded criminals always demonize their prey to make them feel good about what they're doing, unless they're a total psychopath. And a lot of these globalists aren't psychopaths. They're just control freaks. They're weak. They want power. They lie to themselves. So a lot of them are psychopaths, but a lot of the mid-level and others are just mercenaries or cowards. And so they hate America because they need to when they do all this bad stuff. They need to have that excuse that there's a mission. So their operating system is this whole leftist ideology of garbage. When we come back and give them Corsi the floor for 2 segments, I may just walk out of here so I can listen to him and hear what he has to say. But everybody, I think at this point, I really thought about it the last few weeks, and I kind of, of course, he kind of forced my hand when he brought this up separately. We haven't discussed this. We don't even discuss this type of stuff. And, you know, with his sources and our sources, his are even better than mine, right there at the White House. And they were just like, Corsi, you don't need to make the big attention being in the briefing room. We'll just give you all the info. And so that's what's going on. They're so pissed about it. They can't stand it. So you're getting stuff directly from the real patriots that are still in the White House that know what's going on, that know what's happening. And people just need to know that all these globalists have to ask themselves, do you want Trump and America bad enough? Because you'll never make it out of your bunker like Hitler. You are not going to make it out of this. And listen, I'm not afraid of dying, and either of the rest of us, okay, that are patriots. We're afraid of being cowardly scum like you. We're afraid of being bloated ticks and demonic child molesters. We don't, you understand? You're over here, globalists. We want to be over here. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but we love God. You understand? We're not afraid of you. We're afraid of being like you. We're afraid of you living over us and running our lives and pissing on our faces. So understand, you want to fight? I don't know how this is going to end. Just like I told you a long time ago, you want to fight? You better believe you got one. So, fill your hand. Because at the end of this, when the smoke settles, you know where you're going. You're going straight into the ash heap of history. Because you're a bunch of damn losers. You globalists need to run up your white flags and get your ass out of town right now. I guarantee you, you're going to get it handed to you big time. You want to go down this road? We wrote this road. We'll be back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Because you can't back down.
Gonna stand.
Then things just get 100 times worse. Down. There is no backing down. Won't be turned. That's the big lie, folks. You cannot back down. You think you back down, you just get overrun.
From dragging me down. Gonna stand.
All right, Dr. Corsi, you just heard me break down the way I see things, the way I understand things, and the will of the patriots in this country. And I know behind the scenes, a lot of people from the deep state who knew what was really going on, understood that, globalism was really evil and really bad and that we were about to truly go into it. There were a lot of people when they learned what Hillary was up to, what Obama wanted to do, how he really did back the Muslim Brotherhood, how they really were planning to end free speech in America when Hillary got in. They forced the patriots in government and in the private sector to move against the New World Order. We forced them out in the open. We've hurt them badly. They don't know how to give up. They don't know how to quit. We've given them quarter. They don't want quarter. I say, and by saying this, I make myself their biggest enemy other than Trump. They're not giving us quarter. Let's ram speed. Let's go. Let's just go. And I'm not that old. I'm not that smart. I just know it's dangerous. I understand the nuanced way to crush them and choke them like a big boa constrictor, and I'd like to go that direction. We kind of just forget them, crush them, and leave them behind. They're not going to let us do that. They know we're crushing them. They know we're wrapped all around them, okay? That's my educated view on this. What is yours, Dr. Corsi? Let's get into your intel on an attempt on the president's life in the last week, a plot discovered, and yes, the fact that the military, particularly the army, as you said, is encamped around Trump and has been since he took the mission.
Well, and I want to explore one other part of this, and that is that since Trump signed that executive order, there's military intelligence has superiority over all the other forms of intelligence. It is the preeminent form of intelligence. There's a Supreme Court decision, Reynolds v. U.S. in the 50s, that established military intelligence has ascendancy and superiority of ability to rule the game over all the alphabet intelligence agencies, CIA and all the rest of them. Now, since Trump signed that executive order, military intelligence, a group of military intelligence that works 100% of the time with NSA. So they're familiar with all of the domestic intelligence, which the CIA is not supposed to access. Probably the CIA, of course, violates that at will, but the NSA and the military intelligence work together. So now that that is signed, Trump has access. He sees everything. He hears everything that these traitors have been doing, including going back and getting all the data on them, go through the election. Trump is now privy, as is military intelligence, with the exact nature of the plots that were being formed back when Hillary started funding Fusion GPS. Eric Schmidt, who funded CrowdSource, trying to prove the Russian collusion mem, the theme on the attack on Democratic National Committee's computers. All of that, Trump has got the entire scope of this. Now, he's going to lay out the predicate of this.
And that's how they were able to tell you a year ago that, 80% of the bots were Soros stuff in Russia. You even named the group. And, I mean, you broke it all. It's crazy.
Well, and by the way, the press room at the White House, there's no real news going on in the press room. It's an act-up hour. Even the White House acknowledges that that press is so far in the bag for Hillary, so far over on the side of the globalists, that it's hardly worth dealing with at all. I wouldn't be surprised in the next 6 months that press room isn't closed down. Now, the point is that with the intelligence that Trump has and what he now has disseminated, you're seeing the predicate of what's going to be massive prosecutions already developed. It started with the Nunes memo, which was the game changer, when we realized that the Fusion GPS lying dossier was used to get the FISA court approval for electronic surveillance. It's extended. Grassley wrote a very detailed version of Nunes' memo, which called out names, dates. Neither of these have even been answered by the Democrats. The Democrats have not been able to put together a response to any of this because the American public is now coming to understand that Hillary got opposition research, went to get a British guy, this guy Steele, who fabricated.
Our audience understands that. I'm listening. I want to get into the attempts. We'll get to this next segment. The attempts on the president's life. We know a lot of these are going on, but you're saying intel in the last week, because this is newsworthy. I know you've got great sources. Tell us specifics.
I can tell you some of the specifics, but I'll
just tell us everything you can tell us.
It got reported that what was reported was that a gun was found in one of the drivers from the press that was going to be in the motorcade with President Trump. And they reported that a weapon was found and that the person who had the weapon was apprehended. That's all that was reported. What I've learned since then was that it was a military intercept that basically provided that information to the Secret Service. And the full nature of what was behind all of that has now been explored and dealt with. That's really about all I want to say about that. But that confirmed to me that the military intelligence is now actively working to monitor all communications and to determine threats to the president at a capacity.
And to be clear, the enemy knows how this works. One way to do it is you're not spying on people in real time. Everyone that's associated in connection with the president is with this grid is being watched, and when the tripwire hits that they have connected up the chain to the conspirators, then that activates, and then a human looks at what's actually being done.
Well, and in some ways it's deeper than that. It's almost that the military intelligence together with the NSA have, and you've got to remember the real hero in a lot of this was Admiral Rogers at the NSA. He's the one who came over and told Trump during the transition.
November 17th, about the whole thing.
And so the NSA now has really thrown open all the switches and is working directly with military intelligence and the White House. And what they're doing is providing the information systematically to Congress so it can be disseminated to the American people.
And by the way, Dr. William Binney, the former head of technical at the NSA, he's hinted that his Pompeo meetings and others, there's obviously been more connections. He's going back to his original program that actually works, that doesn't spy on everybody, but targets certain things. And the word is similar type things have now actually been put into place, not dragnets, but targeted stuff.
And very effectively targeted stuff. So that it's going to be, Donald Trump is going to be monitored and protected at a level that no previous president has ever been protected at. And the military have determined that the end game here is going to involve military tribunals. You can't try Hillary or Obama or any of the top people in a civil court, a U.S. district court, where the judge is likely in the bag and the jury is so far to the left that you get an O.J. Simpson acquittal and an O.J. Simpson joke trial.
You know, I've heard this, they are seriously talking about, obviously, like Hitler and Nuremberg, military tribunals because it'd be too dangerous and you couldn't have a regular trial.
Gitmo's been refurbished. Gitmo's been thoroughly refurbished. It's in the process of being prepared for a new group of prisoners. The president has reviewed the executive orders, which allow him to put U.S. citizens in Gitmo, not limited to foreign combatants.
And well, Hillary is a foreign combatant, but this is extremely dangerous. We'll be right back on the other side of Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions?
this story does not add up.
The globalists have been on a mission to overthrow the U.S. government. And all they do is invert reality. They call us anti-government. We're here to restore the U.S. government. And that's what's happening right now. It's not like they had some loving world government that everybody opted into that was trying to help people. You could debate whether we should be part of that or not. But no. It's like a country has states. So if one gets too corrupt or too out of control or you don't like what it's doing, you move to another. The world should be like that. But this world government is incredibly corrupt and out of control and is cancer. And Dr. Jerome Corsi was getting into the facts that an executive order has been in place dealing with globalists attacking the U.S., declaring a civil emergency to take their assets of the foreign nationals and banks. And you've seen like dominoes that globalists rolling over publicly, but intensifying their actual operations against Trump and America. So it sounds wild. It sounds crazy to say, oh, you know, you're getting ready to arrest all these people. The people that Trump's talking about going after, and this is really going on, are the ones saying kill the president, arrest everybody, get rid of free speech, cause race wars. The documents came out a month ago. Soros' son confirmed real documents wanting to cause a race war in 2015. Obama and everybody was already trying this and announcing the UN would be over our police departments. So it forced patriots' hands because the wild authoritarianism of the left and the globalists was so real that it made people do all this. We're not the radicals doing all this. We look radical countering them because they're radical. As Barry Goldwater said, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. So speak to that, Dr. Corsi. I'm going to give you the floor for the rest of this segment and where this is going and why the globalists act like they roll over at Davos but intensify their operations. What's the lay of the land right now? What do you expect to happen next? What are your sources telling you so we get next year's news today?
Well, first of all, Alex, I want to confirm something that you said earlier on a broadcast, namely that I was asked at very high levels to get involved with monitoring this QAnon intelligence source. And I've now been able to identify who Q is. I think I've got a very good idea how the Q group is put together and operates and confirm that it's operating at a very high level in direct conjunction with President Trump. I'm not going to disclose who the group is, probably never. But the point is that, and Donald Trump doesn't need me, he's a brilliant, brilliant man. He doesn't need me to tell him what to do or not, and I'm not advising him. My role is to take what QAnon has been doing and other intelligence sources and make it available to a wider range of the American people who are not used to dealing with intelligence information. It needs to be decoded. It needs to be interpreted.
That's our mission, is take this complex info to the people to then mobilize them.
And I've been assisted in this also. Get word out. I couldn't have done it without being affiliated with you, Alex, and with this program. It's been a real honor. I've also been assisted by this group Calm Before the Storm, which is at CBTS_stream. I've been working with them on decodes that we've been posting here on InfoWars. I've been posting on my YouTube channel. We've been doing it almost daily. And there's a whole record of these decodes, which are available on InfoWars and are archived. And also my YouTube channel. What we're doing is we're trying to get the American people to understand that we are in a state of emergency. It's been declared by the president. The U.S. military is taking a larger exceptional role. I mean, 3 years ago, I was told by a very high group in the military that during Obama's administration, that a coup had been very seriously discussed and was actually in the planning, a military coup to take over the government.
And for those that don't know, can you confirm that a lot of people actually got counter-hit by a bunch of people got killed or even discussing it by Obama's people?
They meant or retired or drilled out of the military. But they decided to stand down at the end last minute. And they were a part of the group that really did ask Trump to run for president. And that group is still behind Donald Trump, but now they're going to reestablish the Constitution through legitimate means. And they're going to take constitutional steps to restore the republic. Now, the predicate's being laid. If you begin to watch, you know, if you couldn't come out and just basically say we're going to charge Hillary and Obama with treason, but as
you had to trick them to accuse, you had to trick them to accuse Trump of it.
Well, they certainly did that, and then also with the information that is being released and how it's being released, you know, Donald Trump was able to get the American people conditioned to what's going on. This last prosecution of 13 Russian trolls who, you know, had about as much impact on the election as a drop of water in the ocean. And what's coming, what we've reported here on InfoWars, the information that the Department of Homeland Security continued the voting study and will be releasing shortly, there was massive election fraud, including several million illegals who voted, legally cast ballots, destroyed, Democratic Party, massive, massive voter fraud. These begin to get the American people's public the idea of how deep and how dangerous was the attempt to destroy the Constitution. The pieces are going to start fitting together. And this has to happen this way because the American people have to be prepared for what the storm we're going to go through when these charges are actually brought and the arrests are made. And they're going to be extensive. Now, I've confirmed, and I'm comfortable that Jeff Sessions, even though President Trump would like him to move a little quicker, Pompeo, these are people who are working directly with Donald Trump, and the plans are being laid very carefully in the background. You'll see that, you know, the next few weeks, the counterattack has started. Mueller might as well. I think Mueller should close up his shop pretty soon, because if he doesn't, and he may yet be under investigation himself.
I was about to say, we'll do the last segment to get more time. This is so critical. I kept hearing from a bunch of people that Mueller had actually rolled over and stuff. I didn't believe it, but now his indictment comes out and admits it was all anti-Trump stuff and everything. It's crazy.
Well, Mueller's going to have a choice. He's either going to be able to roll over and face the minimal charges for having suppressed the information on Uranium One, or he's going to go down with the ship. And he's got his choice because the way he organized this special prosecutor team was initially he thought he'd hit the mother load and he was going to make a big score. What he found out is, you know, collusion with Russia is not even a crime. And there's no evidence that Donald Trump colluded with anybody Russian. The whole idea was silly and pathetic. And his only charges are against General Flynn and this other lawyer for lying to the FBI. This is about to fall apart because Mueller made the mistake of bringing this guy Andrew Weissman in his team, who is about as crooked a prosecutor as you can get.
Here, he's been caught breaking all the rules, committing crimes reportedly. We're going to go to break, come back, and give you more time. This is so critical, but let me ask you this question. Because they act like we're attacking the FBI or the government to say there's corruption. Word is like 80% of the FBI, I hear, is actually awake and doesn't like this. They try to put some leftists in, but this claim that everybody is attacking the FBI. No, we're trying to get the criminals at the top out of the FBI. They're the ones discrediting the FBI.
We want to restore the FBI to its original mission, as well as the Department of Justice, and that is justice, which is the blind figure with the scales. What you had under Obama and Hillary was a politicalization and a weaponization of all these agencies and the IRS, which was an attempted coup by Hillary. It was actually treason and sedition that was planned in order to steal the election.
Oh, they've been totally caught. It's blown up in their face massively. So let's look at the breaks. Let's look at the different ways this can go. Like, what happens if they do kill Trump? Because let me tell you, they're winding up mental patients and people around him everywhere. They're trying to get somebody to do it. They want to kill him.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah. 16, 17 years ago, 20 years ago, 23 years ago on air. It's been that long now, 23 years coming up next month. Oh, it'll be 23 years in April, 2 months from now. I remember getting on air and saying, did that sound too extreme? Even though I'd be covering some real article about human-animal chimeras or whatever, I would still say, does this sound too insane? And now I look back, and I think, no, we were pretty much dead on. And I just see how God's giving the people a choice about whether they want to live under world government and want to live in this system of evil, or whether they want to try to change and be better people. One of our biggest problems is good men and women who are basically good people aren't perfect, so they don't want to be leaders or want to be out front because they feel like it's arrogant. It's not arrogant. It's called survival, and I need you to get more active. And I know most of you are more active than I probably am. I'm talking to people who know they need to do more who aren't doing more. Because let me tell you something. I'm listening to Corsi say all this, and I know the behind-the-scenes stuff, not just from his sources, but my sources, some of which are the same, some of which are different. You're getting the real sense of what's going on in the federal government. Hell, look at the Democrats. Kill Trump, kill his supporters, kill the NRA, kill everybody. And they're running around all crazy, and they're crazy. I mean, I had a woman on the hike and bike trail yesterday, and I'm ashamed that I said something mean back to her. I shouldn't have done it, but it was because of, she's not acting like a lady. And she goes, oh, you, ooh, shame on you. Get out of here. Get out of Austin. I mean, I'm not going to brag, but Travis County, I mean, my family raised Colonel Travis's son. My family was involved, my mom's side particularly, my dad's as well, starting the Revolutionary War. I mean, right at the heart of it. The whole nine yards. I'm related to all the, you know, a lot of the big Texas. It's like, to have some, not even California, they're just some carpetbagger that went to California and it collapsed, so they're here. They don't even get, they just collapse where they were from. They're on my ass. And they say it. They say at the grocery store, they say on the street, they go, get out of here. They knock my drink over at dinner, they get in my face, they go, boo, boo, get out of here. They're the intolerant people trying to usurp me. And they have such a spirit of usurpation that they love the radical Muslims who want to usurp me and love them. And it's like, I told her, I don't usually talk to women like that. I said, you get the hell out of here. Bring your damn cancer. I said, she goes, oh, I go, yeah, you're not from here, are you, lady? And did I say to you, get out of Texas? And that's what I mean. It's just like we are so open-hearted. We are so nice. And we put up, I don't care whether you're from New York. I love Donald Trump. Or whether you're from Louisiana or whether you're from California. Some of the best people out there are original Californians of the stock of the people that went and found in California. That was more Wild West than Texas. We think of a Californian as kind of the locust, people that go from state to state, the scammers. And so I've had a lot of Californians go, hey, California's been a great state and great people, beautiful. You know, the 49ers, we're Californians. Stop saying that. We want these damn people out of here, too. So in closing with Dr. Corsi, because the worm's coming up in about 6.5 minutes. It sounds radical what he's saying, but that's where the Democrats have taken us. They want war. They want civil war. They want race war. They want to kill the president. So there's going to be responses that are that big. We didn't draw first blood. I don't want martial law. They want martial law. I don't want civil war. They want civil war. I don't want civil emergency. They put us in an emergency. They said they want an emergency and to ban free speech and arrest all of us. Well, I'm a judicious person. I don't want violence. I don't want a thing to feel big, but if they're calling for it, best the little fire be put out before it causes a big fire. And I don't like putting people's flames out. But at a certain point, it comes down to the line of you let these people run around and announce their criminal intentions. It only lets them wind up more mentally ill people like them to have the bravado, the arrogance, the chutzpah, the hubris. And my gut says, give them no quarter. Don't back down. You can't appease these people. In closing, Dr. Corsi, this is the climate we're in. What's the time frame? What's the word on the enemy's operations, on their moralization, on their morale, where they are?
Well, it'd be a very bad idea to assassinate Donald Trump. It would be the worst thing that the left, the communists, the socialists ever tried to do. I've known Donald Trump for 40 years. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. He's deep thinker, deep planner. He's envisioned and thought 10 steps ahead in terms of where things could end up with or without him. God willing, he's going to be here. He'll be the best to lead us through this storm. The steps are being put into place. They are very systematically being put into place, where the American public is getting to see step by step the true nature of the criminal conspiracy, the coup d'etat that just about took America and stole it. The Constitution would have been destroyed under Hillary. We're now getting the intelligence we need to prepare everyone for what's coming. And what's coming, I think, is going to be a restoration of the republic, but it's all only going to occur when there's a massive cleaning out of this deep state bureaucracy. And I mean massive, with top heads across the board in justice, in the IRS, throughout the intelligence agencies, being brought to justice for their sedition and their treasonous activities, daring to think they were above the Constitution. I've been privy to getting increasing amounts of intelligence and increasing amounts of insight onto this, and we're doing our best to get it out to the American public. My book will be out in March 13th. Alex, we're going to do the first interview of it here. No one else is going to get the first interview on this book. It's going to be the inside story from exactly where the Trump administration sees this endgame being played. And the book is going to be called Killing the Deep State. And I can assure you that if anyone's going to be killed around here, it's going to be the deep state. Donald Trump is a new sheriff in town. He's got a nice pair of six shooters to pull the trigger. People are saying, well, you know, where are the arrests? Why don't we get the indictments today? Be patient. It's all being set up and planned. And while it's in the process, you're going to see massive revelations, not only on the corruption where the Democrats and Hillary and Obama actually fostered the nuclear programs in Iran and North Korea. You're going to see the massive pedophilia that is at the heart of this globalism, the child trafficking, selling human parts, including children. It's going to be horrifying. Many people are not going to be able to go the full route, and you shouldn't go the full route of the information that's going to be exposed. It's going to be too psychologically disturbing. But the global criminals are going to be brought to justice. And, Alex, their wealth is going to be confiscated. When Donald Trump gets finished with round two, we're in round two now. This is the second phase. The attack on Donald Trump failed. This is the counterattack. Third phase, I would say that the attack on the Federal Reserve, the redoing of all the crimes going back to Woodrow Wilson, income tax, Federal Reserve, all these are going to be reexamined.
So the emancipation of the Republic is about to happen, and that's why they are so scared of Trump. It's why they're panicking, because they've done the real psychological analysis and realized what blew up in their face. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. Larry Klayman said, I've been lobbying to be the special counsel. Who would be a special counsel to, or I don't think that's even enough.
Yes, it would be Andrew McCarthy's my choice for special counsel. Larry's great, but Andrew McCarthy would be terrific. But also, I want to say that the role that you play and the show is played is also acknowledged at the White House. It's acknowledged at top levels. And you are monitored and watched and appreciated at the highest levels of government. That's what I would like to say on that. I want to make sure you know that.
I know that, but it's what matters is the fight, because it's not that we're all that good. It's that the Democrats and the globalists are that bad.
It is
bad.
The fight. Yeah. Well, also, you and I are neither one of us in it. It's not ego. It's not about us. What it's about is the saving of the republic.
And listeners need to know, this is real. I know you already know, but you see the horror of the enemy. It's because they know what they've done, and they know that people are now standing up against them, thank God. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. We appreciate you. We'll keep watching your articles at InfoWars.com and following you on Twitter. There's a bunch of other news I didn't get to, like they're confiscating the land of the white farmers, the new president in South Africa. They did that in three other countries. They collapse. We had the white farmers on last year predicting it, and the media called it a conspiracy theory. Now that's happened. The war room's coming up with Owen Schroyer and more. So this is a huge time to be alive right now. So thank you for your prayers, your support. Please support the local affiliates. Thank you.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings.